Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You did a few shows, Danny, that weren't tour shows.
I did do two shows that weren't tour shows. Closed a couple of shows that weren't tour shows to a quite high acclaim. we started recording.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
We have got something we can talk about, actually.
And it's a tour episode. We've got something you want to talk about. Lovely.
Yeah, I'll find out where that is.
That's right, Danny. This is a tour episode. Thank you so much, everybody. Speaking of a tour, it's continuing all the way through 2024. That rhymes. Come along. Everyone's having loads of fun. It's Quip Off The Mark Tour. We are going all over the place. We're going back to a few places we've been before. We are going to some new places. And if you've got a place that we haven't been to, let us know. Get in touch. Jokes with Mark Simmons on social media and marksimmons.co.uk for tickets.
And that'll lead us nicely into what happened the other day, won't it?
Well, you want to go straight into it?
Well, yeah, why not?
I wondered if you wanted to know
go on, how are you doing? Sorry.
That's right. Well,
what did you want to?
I did my taekwondo yesterday.
You did your taekwondo. Yeah. You were focusing on, Mark was covering his dad's, not covered, because your dad was there.
My dad was there, yeah. Yeah.
You were guest host in your dad's taekwondo class, and you were focusing on back kicks, if I remember rightly.
We did do a lot of back kicks, not as much actually. Basically, I started that club at the University of Kent 18 years ago. I left uni and then I went to work at Kent Uni and I started the club. It's been running ever since. Wow. My dad does it now because I'm on the road.
Yeah.
So I don't know, over the years, when you do, is this interesting? Is this good content?
We'll find out together.
When sometimes you never know who's going to attend because people start a year. So when I went to uni, I'd already been doing taekwondo since I was six. So I was always a certain level. So you never know what level of people you're going to get coming through. We had someone came through who was like a national Korean taekwondo champion. And then sometimes you just get a class full of really new people. So I didn't know what level was. And the level was like a newer level, but at that level, they were pretty good. So it meant I couldn't go too detailed and, I can't think of the word.
Intricate?
No, yeah, like the intricate details of
so you just said, just hit them.
Just keep hitting them until they stop wanting to hit you back.
And that's a wrap.
That was the lesson yesterday.
£20 each, please.
But you know what? I bloody loved it.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Passing
really
on
nice.
What you know.
Passing on, yeah. I think if I wasn't a comedian, I think I probably would have...
Open up a dojo.
I would have a dojang.
Is that what they're called?
Mm.
That's a nice little bit of tidbit.
Yeah, nice dojang.
A dojang.
Yeah. And I think I'd have opened up...
You could
up...
call it Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Dojo Dang Dojangles.
No, Mr. Dojangles.
Mr. Dojangles.
Yeah, but what is Mr.
It's a song,
Dojangles.
Isn't it? Hey Alexa, what is Mr. Bojangles?
Mr. Bojangles is a song written and originally recorded by American country music artist Jerry Jeff Walker.
Jerry Jeff Walker. It's a song by Jerry Jeff Walker. Yeah, okay, Alexa, thank you. Very good information there.
Charlie wants to.
What's a dojo?
Do you know what a dojo is? Are you kidding me?
If it's called a dojang, what's a dojo?
Well, dojang is Korean taekwondo, and a dojo is Japanese karate.
Oh, right.
And I think it's not just karate. I think it's any...
Have you ever heard of it? You've not heard of a dojo before, Charlie?
I've heard of a dojo, but he was saying it's a dojang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's Korean.
Mr. Dojangles,
it's essentially...
Mr. No, I'm getting this right.
You know what? I feel like I might give up comedy and just do... Or is this a little niche martial arts
podcast? Dojo Angles.
Ooh. No, you got it right.
I got it right the first time.
Mr. Dojangles. So maybe I do a taekwondo-based podcast. That's pretty niche. Do you reckon, Charlie?
Got time for another one?
Call it that. I don't think I have. So, had a lovely time. I'm looking forward to
it. And what did you do? One for an hour, does it?
2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours.
Blimey, that's quite a long time.
And I did concentrated on fighting, competition
right,
fighting.
Thought, oh, wait.
They've got a. No, there's all sorts of elements.
We focus on creative writing today.
There's all sorts of elements to taekwondo.
Because what I like to focus on is the street level.
You want to do street stuff.
I'm not that bothered about where
I
come from.
I did actually have to teach them some street stuff yesterday.
Where I come from, Mark, yeah, you don't fight to win points, yeah? you fight to keep your trainers on
your feet.
Do
you know about how to get up off the floor, Danny?
I do, actually.
Do you?
I've actually got videos on my WhatsApp of getting up off the floor, yeah. So it's about keeping your balance and making sure that as you come up, they don't boot you in the face.
Yeah, the main thing is not to put your hands on the floor, because people, to get up, they like to push up off the floor. But if you commit to pushing off the floor, your hands are too busy and everything else is exposed.
So what would you do then?
And they all...
kick up.
They nearly all... Because I do a thing where in the warm-up, you get to go on the floor and then up again. Mm. And then they all put their hands down. So you just have to bend your knees up or to the side and then... You just go up and keep your hands in front of you.
Mm. Yeah. Krav Maga, we do something slightly different. But
how many lessons did you have for Krav Maga?
Quite a lot, mate.
How many?
Well, quite a lot.
How many? I've done so taekwondo wise. Yeah. I started when I was six.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's 20.
And it's more than 30, that.
30.
You can do this. You can do this.
Thirty-three years I've been doing taekwondo.
That's about as long as I've been playing badminton. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
When did you last play badminton?
Last played badminton. It would probably be around October.
Did you actually?
2015. The old classic. Pull back and reveal, that one it's called. Because what it is, it's
smashed
all you have to,
it.
You know, you get your fingers stamped on one.
Smashed it.
Oh, yep. Sorry, missed that one.
Yeah.
And there are some similarities between badminton.
How
and,
many lessons of
taekwondo?
And, how many lessons of Krav Maga?
Krav Maga. It ran into about five or six
lessons.
It wasn't my fault that my instructor got sent to prison, was it?
He did. Have we spoken about that on the podcast?
I best not.
That's true.
You want to make light of someone who's in prison for a year?
No, of course not. Not someone who's no, absolutely not.
So obviously my training was interrupted, so I had to self-teach. Yeah, and that is some of those dangerous type. Because when you're self-taught, yeah, you don't start thinking about winning points. You don't start thinking about the protection of yourself or others. It just becomes like an animal.
Do you?
Yeah, bare your teeth, yeah. You put your jukes up, yeah. And then, you know, someone ain't coming home for dinner.
How many home lessons have you given yourself?
Home lessons? That sounds like a euphemism for something else. I'm just homeschooling tonight. Bok-chicka, bok-chicka, bok-chicka.
How come I haven't started teaching you stuff?
I was thinking about this in the shower, actually.
Oh.
Those two things aren't connected, but I was thinking about that. Yeah, why haven't you, committed to a bit more time?
We've had a perfect chance to. We've had a year and a half on the road.
Well, maybe we'll think about it when you get back from Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Maybe we'll think about it when we get back from Australia, that we can start doing a bit of training. That's what I was going to say about Australia. Have you seen the latest news?
Are you going to wind me up here?
Well, no.
Is this a wind-up?
No, it's not. There's a new strain of spider.
No, there's
not. There is, and it's not genetically modified, but not like it's in a lab or anything, but it's a new sort of, what do they call it, genus or species or something. And you're not going to like this bit, yeah? For some reason, it prefers, and they think it's something to do
gingers.
With... Gingers. No, not... it's something to do with... is it plasma plate count or something? They prefer the blood of people from the North Hemisphere.
And what are we in?
We're in a North Hemisphere, champ.
That's not true.
That is absolutely hand on
Charlie,
heart.
Charlie, is that true?
So it's so
Alexa,
if you make it back from Australia,
is there a new strain of spider in Australia?
From the worldbucketlist.com, a new species of spider has been discovered in the forests of Queensland in the northeast of Australia.
There it is. That's it. And new species have been discovered in the northeast of Australia.
Alexa, can you tell me more about the new species of spider in Australia?
From cbsnews.com, Two gorgeous new species of peacock spiders nicknamed Skeletorus and Sparkle Muffin have...
Sparkle Muffin. I mean, if you get bitten by Sparkle Muffin in car kit, Mark, that'd be...
Imagine
you
that.
Get killed by Sparkle Muffin.
That's a good, that's a good way to go.
Bitten by Sparkle Muffin. They say what?
So what do you mean?
Sounds how, like chasing how, a dragon.
But how could they possibly know what my blood's like?
That, I don't know. It must be scent.
That's not true. That bit isn't true, is it? You've, that's the wind-up. But it, what else do you... It is, I can tell by your face.
What?
So what else...
Okay, I'll come clean now, yeah? The whole thing was completely made up. So when Alexa said they'd found a new strain of spider in Australia, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe that.
Oh, Winkle Muffin.
Winkle, the Sparkle Muffin. Sparkle and instead muffin. Find out it's called Sparkle Muffin. That's the icing on the cake, that. Isn't it? Unbelievable.
So, okay. So next thing, Danny, on the list. A few episodes ago... I interrupted you, and it was a worthwhile interruption because we went on a lovely little down another road, but we never actually got to what you were going to say, and I've been meaning to bring it up.
Right.
So you said that you went to watch Eddie Izzard with Gareth.
Yes.
And you were about to sort of tell us something about that experience.
And I didn't get back to you about it.
No, you didn't. No, we moved off topic.
Is this just about when someone got taken ill?
Yes, that's what you say. That's how far we got. You said, is there a doctor in the house?
Yeah.
They said, and then is
there
a doctor?
So this person got taken ill on the front row, and they stopped the show. The stage manager came on. Eddie Izzard fucked off dead quick. And they said, is there a doctor in the house? And about five people put their hands up. And I said, that speaks to the quality of an Eddie Izzard audience. That, you know, there was that many healthcare professionals in the audience. But I'd be wondering how they decided who would take lead on that.
Do you reckon they charge private, like, prices? Because it's out of work hours.
What, to resuscitate someone?
Yeah.
I'd be down in a shop, mate. I wouldn't take no money for it.
No?
Yeah. You pump to stay alive. That's my favourite bit in the office. I'm sure I've told this story before, where they're having health training because Stanley has a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
And they go, right, and Michael Scott's going to he's going to start pumping the on the dummy. And she says, right, the way to do it is that you to keep in time, you've got to pump to stay alive. And he goes, okay, here he goes. At first I was afraid. Which is
such a good
joke. One of my favourite bits.
I love it.
Of The Office.
Bee Gees, memory came up on my Facebook the other day. And sometimes I'll look at my notes. And this has come up on the podcast before, where you'll write a note for an idea and you'll come back to it later and then you completely forget. So I found one where I posted the note. Just go, I have no idea what the joke is, but I put, you know, like a G spot.
Yeah.
Where it's a BG spot.
Yeah.
And then I put that on and then I went down and I couldn't think what the joke was. And then I went down the list and there was people suggesting ideas that weren't that great. And then Gareth, I just saw Gareth up there and he put, how deep is your love? And I thought, he was funny, wasn't he?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah, you said that you sometimes you see notes, ideas, yeah, and you can't remember what it was. Well, you don't drink, do you? But if you drink, sometimes you it's not even, you can't work out what the joke was. You can't even work out what the idea was. If I, what time did I write that down? 1 o'clock in the morning on the tube on the way home. You're like, oh, right, okay, yes. What was it? Jingle Spark, Sparkle Jingle. What was it called? What the fuck does that mean?
Sparkle Muffin.
Sparkle Muffin. What the fuck? What I was going to say is I was on the train.
I reckon a Sparkle Muffin joke would have legs.
How many?
Eight.
Yeah. I was on the train the way back from Stafford.
Oh, I was just thinking, so that's, it says, you know, Eddie Izzard's audience, that's the caliber.
And then my joke was going to be then, is there anyone who's got first aid, any doctors in my audience? And then I was just going to keep on going, like, you know, anyone with a first aid qualification. That's what I was going to say. Well, it's okay, I can perform emergency tracheotomy.
Yeah.
All I need is a biro and a willing neck.
What do you reckon the most common job in my audience would be? I don't ever really ask people what they're...
But you don't ask them what their jobs are? I know you ask them what their hobbies are, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder. Looking around at them...
It's a real mix.
Retirement.
How dare you? Don't you insult my audience like that. That's just because they've been so successful, they've retired early.
There we go.
There you go,
got yourself
back
out of that one, didn't you?
You got me in it. So...
So I'm on the train coming back from Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, Ding Dong, is there a doctor or medical professional on board?
What, and after the last tour show?
No, Stafford, so the week before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, right. So this is current.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I just thought that'd be quite a cool start. And this is copyrighted, by the way, if anyone wants to nick this. I thought that'd be quite a cool start. Because, I'm working myself up to writing my first novel. And that'd be quite a good start if they go, is there a medical person on board?
Mm.
And you just thought, fuck it. I'll go up there and say yes. And would they ask for any evidence of your qualifications?
They wouldn't. They'd be panicking.
And I thought, well, what would I do? And I think, well, there's not much you can do, right? You can't. You'd have to have an ambulance waiting at the next station. That's your that's your first suggestion. We need an ambulance waiting at the next station. But for the moment, there's very little that I could do here. Now I'd go, hello, can you hear me? Can you open your eyes? And at that point, I'd be checking for stroke.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can they move the left-hand side of the face, is their mouth drooped at all? Are they able to speak?
I think you should probably check their breathing first.
Yeah, that's what I say. Hello, can you hear me? Can you open your eyes?
That's not breathing.
Well, that's danger response, airways, breathing, circulation. Dr. ABC, yeah?
Okay.
So I've checked for danger, yeah? Response, hello, can you hear me? Can you open your eyes? Yeah. Then we go to airways, breathing, circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then check for stroke.
And then I'll check for stroke.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, and then also what I do is, Mark, I then look on wrist, neck, even check iPhone for any kind of card that says you need to inject me with this, you know, serum.
Yeah. I think if you...
Anaphylactic shock could be another thing.
Yeah. I think if you're going to pretend to be
a
medical professional, you have to stay really calm.
Yes.
I think that's the key, because I think that is the key with all of it.
Yeah.
It's just be calm until someone comes.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be funny if you just panicked? You said, I'm a doctor, and then you just completely, over the top panicking.
Yeah. Or you just, it's like rip their shirt off over and just grab like a scalpel.
And there's nothing that bad wrong with them.
No. Because I actually cut myself. So I did my finger on the bin. And admittedly, I probably put it in the bin quite angrily because they'd just cancelled the last stop. It wasn't going to stop at Birmingham International now. It's going to terminate in New Street. Fine, I'll work around it. But I put the coffee cup into the bin, and as I pulled it out, you know, it did the side
of
the nail. How do you explain that bit? It's the nail, and it's underneath the nail, basically, your finger.
Yeah.
And it got in there, and it started pissing blood. Ooh. Right? And I was like, oh, God, here we go. Anyway, do you know, and I'm wrapped up in a tissue. And then next thing I know, I hear this bloke going, excuse me.
It's a clot to deal with, isn't it?
What's that?
It's a clot to deal with.
And sometimes you know that's a good one. That you just took me a second. Anyway, all of a sudden I hear this voice. I'm not going to do the accent because it's not right to do accents. And he went,
where was he from though?
Nigeria. The conductor came past. She was really, really nice. And he went, excuse me, have you got a first aid kit? And I thought, well, that's interesting. He's hurt himself as well.
But
you did it for me.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe that. And she, you know, what?
Had you been drinking?
Pardon?
Had you been drinking?
Me?
Yeah.
Champ, it was like 9:35 in the morning.
Oh, I would have been right because you'd have been plastered.
Ah, here we go. And I feel now I'm being bogged down in this story because it hasn't...
It isn't going anywhere.
Well, it was actually
just like the trains.
Well, yeah, hang on, that's not fair because I was going to say that it was going to Birmingham New Street, Anyway, what she did is, she took it quite seriously. She asked if I wanted to make an official report. She went, do you want to make it official? And I said, no. And I thought, I hope I haven't got AIDS off the bloody thing. But not that you can get AIDS from that. Hang on. She said, do you want to make it official? And I said, no, I'm not going to make it. I hope I haven't got tetanus or something. But what she did is, right, she then got her hand and quite viciously started just moving her hand around the bin because I thought I'd hit something sharp.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, that's not how you test for something sharp, is it? Getting your hand to start pumping it around willy-nilly, because if it is something sharp, she's going to fucking cut her hand off.
Yeah, that seems like the worst thing she could possibly do.
Yeah, like you just put out a commission.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just start with your hand there. She was just flicking around it. And I thought, well, if there is something sharp, you've had it.
So on this podcast, a bit about you hurting your finger, do you think we should cut it? So that's a lovely, like, gesture from a stranger.
Very nice gesture.
Let's go from that to the opposite.
Yeah.
We had a tour show and someone heckled you.
They did. Which doesn't happen much, does it?
Because
when you come from the streets like me, they know they're going to get tapped up and then put down.
But this guy...
No, it was and Sunday night as well, which you don't really...
Remind me which show it was. We've done so many lately.
It was Stafford. And it was the bloke in the orange jacket that was... Causing you, not trouble, of course, but he was a bit lippy, wasn't he?
He wasn't... I was expecting him to be worse because you warned me, but towards the end, he started chipping.
Anyway, I walked into something.
Oh, I've remembered what I did. Okay, yeah. So
I just walked into this. At one point, you know, I say to the audience, you can follow me on social media, Danny Ward Comedian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at the audience and I sort of go, yeah, Facebook seems likely. There's a bit of a laugh that they're quite old, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't let me, I didn't get that in before he shouted when I went, you can follow me on social media, Danny Ward Comedian. And he shouted, that's debatable.
Wow. And what was the audience response to that? Did they laugh?
Well, I started laughing, I just started really laughing.
And then you had a go, didn't you?
Yeah, I said, I can't see it, but I'll fucking find you.
You went aggressive.
And as I walked off the stage, I did this thing. You know that thing where you put your two fingers and you point at yours and you point at them? I did that to him.
That's funny. Yeah.
You don't play with Daniel J, Mark.
No, you do not.
So what did you do to him?
So the trouble is, if you get a heckler in the first section, if it's the same person consistently heckling, by the time I'm on, they're actually a bit bored of that guy now. They're annoyed with him. So it's a slightly different thing to deal with, isn't it? Because they're like, a lot of them, when he's chipped in, I could see and sense everyone going, oh, for goodness sake, can someone just shut that guy up? And it becomes less fun because if you try and... I try and have fun with people and...
Yeah, but they have to take the message though, don't they?
Yeah. So what I did was... I've never done this before. I just, in like a fun way, I was just like, you keep chipping in. You must want to get up and do stand-up. What... Have you ever tried to do it? Maybe you should write 5 minutes and sort of get up and do it. Would you do that? And then I totally put it... on him and he was like, oh no, I wouldn't do that because I'm sort of too scared. I was like, well, what? And then it made what he was doing, I don't quite know how to explain what I'm saying.
Well, I can tell you what you're doing.
What was I doing?
You've been passive aggressive.
I've been passive aggressive.
Works.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works, doesn't
because
it?
What's happening there
you
is
you should do it, mate.
He's been all confident in there, but then when you actually ask him if he would get up and do the thing that he's having a go at you,
then
all of a sudden he's like, makes him small because he's like, oh no, I'm not scared. I'm not brave enough to do that. So all of a sudden you become bigger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that was an accident, really. I just riffed that and that worked. And he didn't say anything after that. Got him, didn't I?
The good thing about like heckle
because I don't like going aggressive at anyone. I don't do that.
Oh, God, no. No, because they've won then.
Yeah.
Of course they have.
I wouldn't like do the eye thing at someone.
Well, I mean, it was a bit of a laugh, that, mate. Bit of fun.
Yeah.
If I was getting actually aggressive, you know, he'd have known about it.
Did you want to say something, Charlie?
What was he saying to you, Mark?
He just kept chipping in. So it'd be like, if I left a gap for something where I'm building tension, he'd fill that gap with his own trying to do a joke. But the trouble is he peaked at Danny's heckle. They weren't very funny at all. So everyone was just sort of eye rolling about him.
Well, that was quite funny. That's debatable. I'll give him that.
I'm surprised
it's taken that long for someone to say that, really.
Yeah, but now he put it out there, it's going to happen all the time, Danny.
Okay.
He'd be ready, though.
Have a go, my friends.
If you think you're hard enough.
We've got one more piece of business, Mark, okay, and it's a bit sour. So I don't know if you want to bring it up.
Just looking at the time.
Oh, yeah, don't look at that because it's a screen grab.
What's the time?
It is 7 minutes. Oh, Imran Youssef's messaging. So we'll have to wait this for another time.
Oh, how do you know he's messaging?
Because he's just messaged me, hello, mate.
Okay. Oh, we can't leave that as a cliffhanger.
We'll have to for a cliffhanger.
How long
is it going
to take? Just say we'll be there shortly.
I'm outside the apartments. I tell you what, I'll say we will be there in 3 minutes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Do you know what this says? Right. All I've got is, because you know I've got fans, Mark. I've got the people. The people, yeah? And so this isn't for me. This is from someone via someone else. So a friend of a friend has messaged a friend, or a nephew of my friend has messaged him, right?
Yes.
My friend's nephew has messaged him.
Yeah.
With a screen grab of the front page of Jokes with Mark Simmons from Spotify.
Yeah.
And he has circled a piece.
Yeah.
Now, what the blurb says,
yeah,
it says, comedians talking about jokes. Every week, Mark Simmons and a guest are jokes they've written that they can't get to work. Okay?
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. But also, and he's written, I find it mental that Danny is on every podcast, yet mentioned nowhere.
Yeah.
In the description, he's referring to as a guest. Obviously, I'm not.
No.
But that's a slight misunderstanding there.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think what we need to do...
Do you know what this is?
Let's get onto the guy at Spotify.
Do you know what this is?
What's that?
Oh, this is literally when producer Joel set it up. And it hasn't been touched since.
No,
and it will stay the same.
just something to think about.
Oh, lovely stuff. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Like I say, do give us a review, 5-star review, Apple Podcast and Spotify. We would bloody love that. But you don't have to, when you write the review,
give us a mention.
You don't actually have to write about the podcast.
No.
Why not just tell us your favourite joke? And then we will chat about those jokes on the podcast. Be a bit of fun. But obviously...
We do live five stars.
Yeah, and keep it clean. And also, if you know the writer of the joke, always put down who wrote the joke. Because, you know, they should be lauded for a good joke,
absolutely.
I'd say. Cool. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. Remember, everyone...
Be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.